Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live with Larry McCarron! Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Packers special guest, Mason Crosby! The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. We begin with an audience survey. Going back to this time last week, show of hands, how many of you, when it came to the Packers offense, were thinking the sky is falling? Well, for you naysayers, for all of you loaded up with gloom and despair, I have created an ode. Hold your applause. And it's called Ode to the Sky Is Not Falling by Larry McCarron. Thank you. Goes something like this. The offense was sluggish, couldn't complete a pass, not unlike 2014 when Aaron said, relax. He was right then, and it's just as true today. The Packers have a lot of talent. They'll eventually make the play. Happened against the Lions, and it will in the games ahead. 31 points in 30 minutes from an offense supposedly dead. It's in the Packers' DNA. They know how to move the ball. And if it doesn't happen for a game or two, the sky is not about to fall. Thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Think about it. Tonight's guest is the leading scorer in Green Bay Packer history. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mason Crosby. Mason, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
Yeah, we won.
It's great. Mason, of course, the headline story coming out of the Lion game is that the Green Bay Packers offense is back.
Is back, yeah.
Now, for the guys in the locker room, were you guys concerned at all, wondering what's going on, or was it just give it time?
You know, I think it's just it's kind of like every season. You just kind of you find a rhythm. You start, you know, just building it week in, week out. Practice, you know, just reps together, and it's gonna click. I mean, we have so many weapons, and we got it going this week.
Mason, when you see Jordy catch six passes for 101 yards and two touchdowns, that's got to be a confidence boost for your football team, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and you feel so, you know, happy for him, just knowing that he works so hard and, you know, is just so detailed. And, I mean, all he does is score touchdowns. I mean, it's like, I mean, even if he doesn't get 100 yards, I mean, he's going to score a couple every game, it seems like. So I think the media and I think some of that, it's always good when Aaron has a little edge about him because he usually answers those questions with a great performance. So, I mean, if y'all could do that every once in a while, just get him riled up a little bit. But
criticize Aaron Rodgers? No way.
There's not usually much.
He's too good.
There's
He's
not much to criticize. Good. I know, but yeah, it's you can feel it. You can feel it this past week. So it was good. It was good to get back home and get right there.
You know, Mason, I love the way you guys finished the Lion game because it was like a statement. We're better. Nah, 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 nah. Because You get the ball and you can eat up the clock or not.
Yep.
They get another chance and they're within seven. And three-year offensive linemen put Lions on the ground. Aaron Rodgers runs for a first down. And then a play or two later hits Davante Adams. And then you got a third and one.
Yep.
And Eddie Lacy lays one of his Eddie Lacy runs on Detroit. What a great statement in so far as winning the game and finishing a game.
Yeah, you know, that's that was. I mean, you said it perfectly. I think, we run the ball twice, force them to call their timeouts, and then just do what we do best. It was a perfect situation, and, we set it up perfectly. And, the guys were they wanted to end it right then, and we did what we needed to.
It seemed, yes. Mason, it seemed like a typical day at the office for you. 2 for 2 on field goals, 4 for 4 on extra points, and well-placed kickoffs, regardless of what you're doing. Was it a typical day at the office for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was. It's typical Lambeau Field, 15-mile-an-hour winds, and, just nice and calm. But, it was good getting back into Lambeau and, getting those reps and getting those field goals. And our coverage team did an awesome job. We kicked a couple higher kickoffs trying to pin them deep and, change field position. And, that was a goal of ours this week as a team was to win that field position battle. And we were successful with that. And it all plays a part.
Well, one of your kickoffs was very interesting. So let's take a look and a listen to it.
The run up and a swing to the right leg and a booming end over end kick carries through the end zone and hit off the crossbar of the uprights. That's what you might have heard in the background. He hit the crossbar.
There it is.
Mason, that was cool. I mean, was that kind of cool to do?
Well, I was aiming for the right upright and hit the crossbar, so I was a little off there. But then that's what I told Coach Zook whenever he asked what happened there. He's like, me, I'm trying to make it next time. I was like, I was aiming for it. So it was exactly what I wanted to do.
While we're in the kickoff neighborhood, you guys are using a variety of approaches.
Yep.
And it looks like from the outside that sometimes kick away, touchback. And other times, like yesterday, you squibbed one. And then what your guys are really good at is kicking it to where they can return it.
Yep.
And you focus the coverage. You got to place that kick.
Yeah, we do. And, Key is trying to directionally kick, put it in the corners, try to hit it as close to the goal line as possible. But, with as much hang time as you can get, and then we're able to constrict the field. That's what we did a great job at. They only had probably 10 yards to run the ball, as far as spacing, and so we were flying around making plays. It was awesome having Jaron Elliott and Banjo back. Just their passion and their presence on special teams is huge. So we did a great job, and we got to keep going.
Sure did. And speaking of great jobs, Mason, if you look at all the things he's accomplished as a Green Bay Packer, it's amazing. And one of the more remarkable accomplishments, Mason, is that you have hit, you talk about clutch, you have hit 20 straight playoff field goals. And that's an NFL record. 20. Mason, that's unincredible. That's what Chester Markle used to say, a former Packer. That was unincredible.
I mean, nice.
Talk about that a little bit.
Obviously, I had to start with just our teams. The fact that I've been on so many, playoff caliber teams. Just every year here, we're making the playoffs, having opportunities to have those kicks, and then just going out and capitalizing. Those playoffs are so important, and it's every kick, every situation matters. And I still remember the kick that I missed before I started that streak. It was
nobody else does.
I doinked it off the left upright at Atlanta. it was a 50-yarder. I mean, I think we were up 48-24 or something. But
don't remember it at all.
But I don't. I barely remember it.
All right, coming up. This week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Sally. Come on down.
Okay, let's go.
What? All right. Take your third short. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Sally. And Sally, if you can execute the football skill Mason is about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. Do you have any idea what particular football skill Mason will coach you on?
Probably a kicking skill.
Bingo, Sally!
Well, that's first step right there.
And Mason, just for Sally, I've obtained an official K-ball like you guys use. Now, could you explain
real quick? This play was the one from the game, isn't it? Week three?
It could be. It could be. It's official K-ball.
Week three, number one. So this is
the... Now, Mason, what's different about the K-ball?
Well, so we have a guy. Each team has a guy that can handle these 45 minutes before the game. And so we have six balls.
He's not the guy from the Patriots, is he?
No, these are good. Yeah, so... So they just only have 45 minutes to break them in as much as possible. So this one, they were able to get rubbed down. They can put them in water, try to get them as broken in as possible, but they only have 45 minutes to get
Beautiful.
Them as good as they possibly can.
So. Beautiful. Yep. Now,
and then
Sally,
we can't touch them.
Would you like to wear the helmet for the kick?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put that thing on. Be careful of those earrings. All right. There
that
it is.
Painful. Okay, now I'll get out of the way.
So we have the uprights here. Do you know the steps? You're going to take three steps back and two over if we have space. Or are you just going to line it up?
Maybe I'll just line it
just
up.
Just eyeball it. I do that sometimes, just wing it. But all right, so I'm going to lean it like I like it. So
okay.
I hope that works for you. So we put it here. Holder holds it. Ready, set. Oh,
good!
I think it was good. Awesome.
Well done,
you got
Sally.
Some lift on that.
You weren't lying. And let me run over here and get the other ball—not the official K ball, but our little autograph ball.
There we go.
Congratulations, Sally.
Thank you.
And while she's getting Mason's autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, the one and only In the Huddle segment. Stay with us, please.
Is it on your earrings?
Thank you, Third and Short. As promised, it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle. Woo!
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Mason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Right.
Earlier, we heard you talk about focused coverage
yes.
and placement of the ball. And we got a great example here. Take it away, and we do have, new and exciting, a clicker.
We do. It's awesome. It's just what we use downstairs. So this one I got up through pretty good. And so the idea here, it might be a little deep, but kind of figured they'd try to bring it out still. Wind was blowing that way. But this kick was about a 4-2 hang time. So if you watch our coverage, you want most of our coverage inside or at the 30 when he catches the ball. So... majority of the guys are there. You know, our fastest guys coming down. They're crossing face.
Could you pause it as they cross the 30, Mason? When you talk about focus coverage, people don't realize this. Here's the focus. Between the hashes, everybody, you take away a third of the field, or in some cases a half the field with your coverage.
That's mainly Jeff's job. So he's trying to come right off of that guy's hip right there. And so he can't get beat outside, though. So his job is to squeeze it down and force everything to go that direction into our front side guys that are covering. So the main guy, unfortunately for Rip, he's going to have to take that on. So he's going to take that on. Yeah.
He can handle it.
Yeah, right? He'll take the shot. And then Joe here, he sees this guy. He knows he's trying to set him, so he knows the return is going this way. So he puts his foot into the ground, beats him inside, but then he has to get back and get on the edge of that. So everyone has their lane, the spot that they have to fill into. And kickoff coverage is kind of an insane thing that we do. So we're running as fast as we can and just sticking our heads in there, and they're busting it up, and I'm back here kind of hanging out.
We used to have a saying, Mason, kickoff coverage makes cowards of us all.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You got to be fearless. So we'll go here, and then I'll pause it. So there's Rip. He was trying to fit. This guy kind of picked him off, but Joe did a great job across and getting in front of that guy and then kind of pressing him back there. Marwan does a great job here, and then Bryce is crossing over, and then we have everyone kind of coming.
There's Bryce right there.
Coming to the side there. And if you watch this, that's – See, what Rip did there, he kind of clogged that up. And then Evans does a good job of just cross the face, taking that extra blocker right here. So he takes him and forces that returner to cut back where Joe's at, Bryce. Then we just swarm to it, and I'm pretty excited down here. I like it when that happens. So.
Now, in our inaugural use of the clicker with our telestrator, was Mason great or what?
Yeah!
All right, okay.
All right. Coming up, we'll have questions for Mason from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. All right. Thank you. Mason Crosby, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him in a very special question segment because everybody's got somewhat of a messed up finger. Your name, ma'am?
Karen.
And Karen, let's see your finger. Oh, child's play, Karen.
It's not as messed up as yours.
No, it's not. Anyway, what's your question, Karen?
Mason, so we all have a bad day in the office, but you guys go through a bad day in the office under a magnificent microscope, right?
Yep.
So in 12, you had a pretty, rocky year. Rocky day in the office. 13, you came back with a vengeance. Yep. So have any of your teammates come to you and said, how did you do that? What did you do with your head to get that turned around?
Oh, man, yeah, that's a good question. And, I do. I feel like I have a big platform to be able to talk about my experience through that. Whenever going through tough time as a team and different adverse situations, I definitely have a lot to draw on from that year. So I'm always thankful for 2012 and my role as a leader in the special teams and on this team as a veteran to be able to share some of those things whenever someone's having a tough go or things aren't going perfect. To be able to draw from that and share, that's invaluable. So I don't keep it to myself. I definitely try to help where I can and make sure that we all learn from any kind of failures that we might have on and off the field. So.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Fun with fingers continues with
Louie.
Louie, let's see your finger.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Louie, we're getting close.
I try.
Louie, you win the battle there. Okay, what's your question?
Mason, I know I've heard you're not too happy about the new kickoff rule. As the weather gets colder, do you anticipate kicking higher and not to go into the end zone?
Well, we're already doing some of that. Obviously, once the weather gets colder, sometimes it's not out of choice. It just happens. So I'm going to continue to work on all my different kicks, trying to hit high hang time, giving us a chance to cover. Obviously, they're constantly evaluating. This rule has, we've seen more returns. I don't know if it's playing out exactly the way that the rule change had hoped for, but, they have a plan and we're going to keep evaluating it. And, we'll see what happens after the season.
Thank you, Mason. Unfortunately, we are out of time and fingers. Frank, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, Louie had the freakiest finger, but I'm going to give Carrie, number one, the official Get Loud Lambo T-shirt and pin.
All right. Coming up, some final thoughts. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. With us tonight, Mason's parents, Jim and Karen. Welcome.
All right.
Now, Mason, I've seen your folks around the country, literally.
Yep.
Very supportive. I bet that means a lot.
It does, and obviously growing up, they came to everything, and through college, through the NFL. So so blessed to have a great family and great parents that support me through everything.
Mason, thanks for being here. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you
for watching. Until next time.
Thank you.